What are we talking about? Practice? We talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
Boy, what a mess that is going on Altema Avenue. Brunswick High last night, that's where we're going to start. Losing to Effingham in a region tilt on the road, 14-12, knocking Brunswick to 0-2 in the region and physically last place in region play. And that's a game that you look at. Brunswick now lost to Glenn and to Effingham. You can kind of excuse the Glenn loss because Glenn's a very good football team. Brunswick was in that game, but there is no way Brunswick should have lost to Effingham last night. When you look at those rosters, Brunswick, 9 Division I scholarship commits. Effingham, 1. The talent is not even close. I don't know what's going on with the Pirates, but there's a huge, huge issue. By the way, this is The Game, Jason Bishop with Drayton Hogarth.
What's up, Jason? Yeah, it's tough to explain. I mean, there's it's difficult to explain. I mean, the talent on the Brunswick High roster is just probably second to none. I think even before the season started, we had discussed and went back and forth. Is Brunswick the most talented team in this region? I thought they were. I still think they are. It's just a matter of them coming out, learning how to win these games. I mean, every game they've lost, 1 point to Coffee, 1 point to Camden, touchdown to Glenn, and then 2 points to Effingham. That, how do you get over the top? How do you get that through to your program, get that program-changing victory, I guess you could say, to really blow the lid off of this program? This should have been a year where Brunswick High challenged for a state championship, in my opinion. Just, I mean, not to amp up pressure on any on the school or program, but this is a state championship level talented football team.
You got to call it duck a duck. A few years ago, there's a Brunswick High sponsor, or not sponsor, but booster that I was a supporter that I was having a conversation with maybe, oh gosh, I don't know, a month ago. And the former coach that was there at Brunswick High told this supporter, this is 3 years ago, 3 years ago, that Victor Floyd told this Brunswick High supporter, in 2016, we're going to win a state title.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew what he had coming up. And, of course, Victor Floyd didn't make it to 2016. But you've got 9 Division I commits on your football team. 9, and we're not talking about Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Demery's,
yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, these are all big-time schools, big-time football schools that have offered these kids scholarships. And when you've got that much talent on one football team, where do you have to look to figure out where the problem is? If you got that much talent on a roster, where is the issue?
To me, and the defense has really played very well this year, I think. They've shut down a lot of teams. Last week they did enough for Brunswick to win that game against, you know, obviously a very good Glenn Academy team. But looking at game again, going back, it's almost like it's a mental block with the program. Camden, again, compare the rosters of those two teams. Just because it's almost like they see the Camden, you know, the silver and blue of Camden, and just think, oh, that's a really good team. We better not, you know, they've beaten us the last few years. We can't overcome that. You only score 6 points against Camden. I mean, no offense, but that's not acceptable right now. That Brunswick is a much better team than Camden. They're a much better team than Effingham.
And Camden, for the record, is getting blasted week in, week out in their region. They're not even being competitive. And Brunswick is probably just as good as some of those teams talent-wise in that Camden region. And, you know, you look at Glenn goes down to Camden and blows them out, scores 50-plus on Camden. And then the very next week, Brunswick gets Camden at home, and they can't even score a touchdown.
Right.
So, yeah, there's, to me, there's something going on for a long period of time, I was concerned about the coaching of this team. That I thought that there was a gap there. When you look at the coaching talent at Glenn Academy and the coaching talent at Brunswick High, you can say what you want again. If it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, brother, it ain't a cheetah. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, to me, that was the difference as far as why Glenn was winning and Brunswick wasn't, especially because Brunswick's got more talent on the roster than Glenn Academy does. Mm-hmm. Brunswick is a more talented football team. So you got to take it to coaching. But now I'm to the point to where I think it's bigger than that. I think it's gotten to the point to where it's gone beyond the coaching and it's beginning to affect the mindset of the players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, look, Coach Harold was very successful at Macon County before he got down here.
That's arguable. I don't know that I agree with that because he spent 3 years at Macon County. He took over a terrible program. I'll give you that all day long. Mm-hmm. The first year, they were terrible.
Right.
The second year, they got a little better. I think they won 6 games. And then in his third year, yeah, they won a region championship with Lamar County in their region. Fair. I'll concede that all day. But when you say that he was really successful in Macon County, no, he wasn't. He was there for 3 years. He had a terrible year, a mediocre year, and then he won a region championship, and then Brunswick hired him.
Yeah,
well, and those are his only 3 years as a head coach.
Right. As far, I guess, successful at Macon County, I guess, as far as, like, program, but, like, the progression each year, I think you can kind of look at. You know, that's what I'm kind of saying. You know, not state championship challenging or anything like that, but winning a region, not. I mean, Macon County's never been a great program to begin with, but you know, he was able to get it turned around, and he kind of felt like that was maybe what was going to happen here. You know, kind of put his stamp on the program, go through some growing pains last year, a young program, but this year you're not seeing that progression that you need to see, that jump from season 1 to season 2. That why are you taking those lumps that first year, but you're not building on it this year? You're not winning those close games that you should. So it's tough. I don't know how to get that turned around is the $1 million question, I guess.
This is the Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing. You want to get your calls in, we'll certainly take them today. 912-275-7017. We'll read your emails, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. At 10:33, Glenn Academy quarterback DJ Dallas joins us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Last year when Coach Harold had all that talent and he would come to the coaches' shows, we would listen to him say, we're young. They had a slew of sophomores last year, mm-hmm. and some freshmen too, that were playing a good amount of time. And so we listened to, we're young, we're going to get better, you know, we got to get some experience under our belt, but we've got a young football team. What's not said is that young football team, that class, that sophomore class in particular, has everybody here knows how good that particular class is, and they've had their eyes on that class forever, mm-hmm. since they were in the eighth grade. And so now, what's the reasoning? Because you can't, that ship sailed. This is no longer a young football team. You cannot make that excuse. So what's the reason why you're not winning a 7-6 game at home against an inferior opponent in Camden? What's the reason that you're now 0-2 against Glenn Academy? What's the reason that you're 0-2 against Ware? What's the reason that you're 0-2 against Coffee? What's the reason that you go up to Springfield and you play an inferior Effingham team that has no business being on the field with you and you lose? Mm-hmm. What's the reason?
Yeah, again, I definitely think it's on that offensive side. I'm not sure if the talent on the roster isn't matching up with their scheme, with what they're doing, but defensively, you've got to give Brunswick High their props. They're a very good defensive football team.
And that has been the silver lining for this Brunswick High team all season long. Great point. Can't get enough of Brunswick High football? Then come out to Game Time Wings and Things on 341 across from Captain Joe's on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the BHS Coaches Show with Larry Harold, hosted by Mr. Brunswick High himself, Kip Branch. Get the skinny on pirate football straight from the captain of the ship himself, head coach Larry Harold. And then stream the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Pirates!
Come join us for all our Vegas-style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. Well, as many problems as there is being perceived over in Pirate Nation, in Georgia Nation, the problems are just probably equally as much. Georgia coming off, Drayton just kind of shrugs his shoulders at me. Georgia coming off a loss to Vanderbilt last week. We talked about Brunswick losing to Effingham's unacceptable. Well, same thing holds true for Georgia losing to Vanderbilt at home. That's an unacceptable loss. And this segment brought to you by Brunswick Miller Supply and M&B Liquors. I want to go ahead and get that out of the way because I am going to step aside because I have been looking forward to this moment on this show all week long. So I'm going to step aside. I am going to give the floor to talk Georgia football to Drayton Hogarth.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
I'm now the official spokesperson as I go to work and see people all around Glynn County. I've become the official spokesperson for the Georgia Bulldogs, apparently. They always ask me, what's wrong? How did they lose to Vanderbilt? How did they lose to the... You know, it's rough, but, you know, whatever. Just remember me in the future whenever we're playing for SEC championships and national championships.
With Kirby Smart not as the coach.
Not true. We'll be good. It's fine, man. It's unacceptable, yes, but there's going to be growing pains. They're not going to make the 10-2 that I was hoping that we would. 9-3 is possible, but I very doubtful. I think people were looking forward, you know, Georgia won 10 games last year with the bowl game, but there are some key spots in this offense on the team, but especially on offense where the cupboard was pretty bare. The offensive line is not as good as it should be at University of Georgia. The wide receivers, I just don't know. They're just not getting separation on from the opponents. I don't know if it's a talent thing, scheme thing, if they're not technique-wise as far as running your routes. And they're just dropping the ball at key times. It's just a myriad of things that are coming in. Young coach or inexperienced coach, we're seeing that. There's no doubt about it. Very young football team led by your freshman quarterback, but also some of these things that are negatives now are going to be positives very soon, hopefully starting next year, you've got your leading players on your offense right now, true freshman quarterback. You're seeing Isaac Nauta, a true freshman tight end, kind of starting to come into his own as a playmaker and a receiver and a go-to guy for Jacob Eason. True freshman and Riley Ridley at wide receiver has been banged up most of the year, but you've seen flashes of him taking, you know, learning on the fly, becoming that next, you know, go-to receiver that Georgia desperately needs right now. But I will say, look, Georgia has recruited very well under Coach Rick before. It was top 10 typically each year. But when you break it down and look at it, that's usually top 5, top 6, top 7 in the SEC. That's tough to overcome. But then when you also take into effect that 2013-2014 class that was typically rendered as, or remembered as a top 10 class, out of those 51 players, 24 are no longer with the program. They've either been processed out, transferred out. That affects you in practice because you don't have the depth to go up against in practice. It affects you on the field because you don't have juniors and seniors now that you would expect to be your leaders of your program. They're not there. You're dependent on guys that are younger. You're dependent on the lower level of players in that recruiting class, not your 4 stars and 5 stars. I mean, I can go down through each player if you'd like and go through it, but that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, you never should lose to Vanderbilt no matter what, but it's just a combination of things to where it just happens that yesterday or last week. I mean, it was just a combination of things that just – it was too much to overcome for Georgia to win that game, and they still should have won the game.
Okay, so Georgia's going to go 7-5, best case. They may end up 6-6. They are going to make a bowl game.
And very needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the extra practices.
Yeah, yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. That's a great point. Mm-hmm. Okay, they are going to make a bowl game. They're going to go 7-5, probably 7-5, worst case 6-6, but that's 8-4, 9-3, forget it. It's not going to happen. You don't have the coaching. You don't have the talent. Great points about the receiver and the offensive line. Here's the thing that bothers me the most. Those players, all that stuff that you just said, the depletion of the wide receivers, the offensive line not playing up to par, all that stuff that you just said have nothing to do when it's 4th and 1, not running Nick Chubb between the tackles. None of that matters. That's a coaching call, and this coach comes from a culture where he prided himself on the toughness of his defense, and ever since he stepped in the door, all we've heard from him is how our program is soft and how he's going to make it tough, and that's going to be the identity of this football team, and that he's going to make that happen. And when the rubber hits the road, and you got a 4th and 1, and you got one of the best, arguably one of the best running backs in the country, on a 4th and 1, and you're preaching toughness, and you toss the ball to a 170-pound wide receiver out to the edge, and Isaiah McKenzie, and you don't get that first down, I don't want to hear anything you got to say. I don't want to hear it, because all I've heard from you is this is what you're going to do, and then when you're right there in the moment, you let that call come through and get to your quarterback, and that's it. That ends up being what you call. If that's actually what you're trying to do, that call comes through your headset, and you say, "Hell no, we're not running that. This is who we're going to be. And if we lose this football game and we don't get this first down, I want it to happen with the ball in Nick Chubb's hands, and us trying to establish that we're going to be this football team instead of tossing it to a 170-pound wide receiver on a toss play."
Mm-hmm. My only question would be, how well did running it between the tackles work leading up to that point, though, is the only thing.
Only furthers my point. Why can't you do it? Against Vanderbilt? Against Nickel State? Where's the toughness?
I understand, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think, and that's why you're seeing. Look, the recruiting class coming in this year, and the like you said, the first things he said at the first press conference, we got to get bigger along the line of scrimmage. We got to get deeper. The four linemen that he has right now already committed is probably as good as a offensive line recruiting class that's going to be coming to Georgia in the history, in the program, as far, especially as far as size, fitting the potential of the scheme that they want to actually use, being tougher along the line of scrimmage, power running game. And they're not done yet. And that's another caveat, too. There's a couple of big-time prospects that will be that fifth or sixth even possibility, including JUCO possibilities. Because the opportunity is there for any JUCO to come in that's a top-grade JUCO.
Yep.
I mean, the former starting offensive lineman at Rhode Island is the starting left tackle for Georgia this year.
Mm-hmm.
And God love the kid. He plays hard. But he looks like the starting tackle at Rhode Island playing for the University of Georgia. If he was the right tackle on the right side, I think you could probably live with that. But the lack of being able to bring in that quality depth, that the power tackles that you need in this league, period, is you could live with him at right tackle, but the deficiency of losing out on players like Laramie Tunsil, Avery Young, guys like that Georgia was in on for the most part, in recruiting, but lost out at the very end. However it happened, it is really coming back to bite Georgia right now.
I think that we're making as Georgia Nation, I think we're making a lot of excuses for Kirby Smart because we want him to work out. I'm concerned that Kirby Smart might end up being a Will Muschamp. Look, at the end of the day, Georgia hired a coach that didn't have one day of head coaching experience, and that's shown on the field. Mm-hmm. I agree with what you're saying about the talent level where it is at Georgia. Mm-hmm. Sure, that's all true. Mark Richt was still winning with that talent. I'm not even saying Mark Richt was the answer because his time was done and over. He needed to move on as well. My point is that you hired a head coach that had not one day of experience, and at that point when you were getting ready to make that transition from Mark Richt forward, the best decision you could have made was to hire an established coach that had already been a head coach and had already learned on the job and had some success. It doesn't have to be a big, huge splash, but somebody that's had some moderate success, moderate to really good success, to come in and coach your program, because that's where you were. And now you've taken a lot of steps backwards by bringing in a new head coach and trying to reestablish this culture or whatever he's doing. At the end of the day, there's no way that you can make this argument. Georgia's 4-3 on the year, and they're out. They're out of the SEC mm-hmm. picture completely. If there was an established coach that had been hired and Kirby Smart had not gotten the job, and we hired an established coach, a guy that had experience, Georgia would currently be sitting at 6-1 and first place in the SEC East heading into Georgia, Florida.
I mean,
no,
hypothetically.
You don't lose to Vanderbilt by a point at home. That coach doesn't flub that up. And you don't choke away 17 points at home to Tennessee. That doesn't happen. The only game that you actually lose is when you go over to Ole Miss in the Grove and you get blown out 45-10, you probably still lose that game because your talent's inferior to what Ole Miss has on the field, but you might not even get beat 45-10, but you still lose it. That's really the only game to this point that Georgia's had no business winning. 1 point loss to Vanderbilt at home and a 17-point choke away at the half at home to Tennessee. Georgia should be 6-1, first place in the SEC East, heading into the showdown with the Florida Gators for the right to go play in the SEC championship game. And that's not happening, and that's because of coaching.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Brunswick suffers a devastating loss to Effingham, 14-12. Pirates must now win out in the region just to make the playoffs. In Terror Nation, Glenn takes over sole possession of first place in the region by blistering previously unbeaten Richmond Hill, 57-27. The Knights of Frederica land a number one seed in the GISA playoffs with Pinewood beating Bullock. They kick off the playoffs on Friday night. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the game with Jason Bishop and yours truly, Drayton Hogarth. I just want to make one quick point. We kind of went a little over on the last segment. We get a little passionate about Georgia football.
A little bit.
But I just wanted to mention, the hiring of Kirby, if we could have hired a mystery coach that would have led Georgia to the promised land this year, that would have been fantastic. But I do think this hire of Coach Smart is – it wasn't just for 2016. It was something to kind of change the foundation of the program, change the direction of the program 2016 and beyond. Kirby's going to have to recruit a higher caliber of players. Georgia, I love Coach Rick, but Georgia was what they were with 8 wins, 10 wins. It wasn't going to change. Kirby, the only way to change what you're doing is to change the direction of the program, and that was the hire of Kirby. And why that decision was made.
Okay. I hope it works out. I just don't think he's the answer.
Yeah.
But we got to move on.
Yeah, no worries. I've always wondered, what is going on inside the head of Jason Bishop? So,
oh, brother.
Is there a Facebook app for going inside Jason Bishop's head and get the thoughts from Jason Bishop?
And here we go. Kirby Smart not being a good coach is not Mark Richt's fault. This just in, Alabama is really good. Matt Ryan is the second best quarterback in the NFL. Oh, the NBA is back on? I didn't notice. The baseball playoffs are boring. Bring back steroids. If Georgia loses to Florida, Kirby Smart can begin getting his resume in order. Geno Smith, back at quarterback for the Jets. Can someone tell the Jets he isn't good? Indians say they will have all-time Indian greats throw out World Series first pitches. Do the Indians have 4 all-time greats? Jake Fromm will start at quarterback for UGA next year. Tennessee will likely win the SEC East, as if it matters who comes out of the East. And those are my thoughts.
Some of those I can actually agree with some of those.
But... Oh, wow. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some of the Indians. Let's see, Ricky Vaughn, Serrano. Let's see who else. That'll be some of their greats that they can have throw out the first pitch.
This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and the Emerald Princess Casino, 275-7017. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. DJ Dallas joins us at 10:33-ish on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. And so 10:36, DJ Dallas will join us. I was just
33 would be good to break. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of, you know, kind of talking about one of your thoughts there with Kirby getting his resume ready or whatever. It's a long way from happening, man. I really think that, because he's got a lot of people in his corner that you have to have in your corner, kind of
for
thing.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Until he loses to Florida. Look,
oh no, no.
This last week after the Vanderbilt loss, you know, just being out and about and kind of running the circles that I run, you come across a lot of Georgia supporters, and you know where I stood from the jump. I didn't think it was a good hire, and the thing I can say is that I've been there from day one, and you know that, and so we've. Georgia Nation as a whole has typically defended the hire, and they have starkly said that Kirby Smart's a good thing. And this past week after the Vanderbilt loss, I'm beginning to hear some of that stuff creep out.
Yeah.
I am. By the way, we're going to move on from the Georgia stuff.
Yeah.
And there were some other high school football games that happened other than Brunswick losing that disappointing game to Effingham. Glenn Academy went up to Richmond Hill, and they just keep on marching, 57-27. When the season began, I really thought Glenn Academy was probably an Elite Eight. They'd have an Elite Eight appearance. I didn't think they'd be much better than that, and certainly didn't think they'd get back. But the more that I see them play, the more I begin to think they might be better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm. And that was an undefeated Richmond Hill team. You know, granted, they may not have played state powers or whatever, but that's a good program, good football team this year.
Yeah, so Glenn Academy puts themselves in first place in their region all by themselves. Now, of course, they will have to play Effingham on Tuesday night because of all the craziness with Hurricane Matthew. And Effingham is also undefeated in that region, coming off that Brunswick loss. And so Effingham and Glenn will square off for essentially the number one seed.
Barring any unforeen.
Yeah. So the winner of that game will probably get the one seed. The loser probably gets the two.
And that will be on Tuesday, right?
Yes. And then Brunswick will head up to Bradwell on Monday in Hinesville to play that makeup game. Mm-hmm. And that's – Brunswick's got to get that one. And Bradwell, you know, typically they haven't been very good.
They're improved this year.
They are much better. And I can't even fathom what would happen if Brunswick dropped that game. Because right now Brunswick's fighting for a three seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to win this game, obviously. It's going to be tough. It depends on Brunswick's mindset. You know, how Brunswick's got to beat Brunswick Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. So Frederica gets their number one seed because they had Pinewood beat Bullock, and Bullock had beaten them. Again, a makeup reschedule game for Hurricane Matthew, and a game that typically we're not going to see Frederica lose.
Right.
So Frederica gets the number one seed. They will play the four seed out of Region 1, which is Bethlehem Christian. Some common opponents, Holy Spirit. Bethlehem Christian beat 42-6. Frederica beat 56-0. And then also another common opponent is Trinity Christian. Bethlehem Christian lost to them in overtime 13-10, and Frederica blasted them. So should be... Frederica's march to Mercer begins. Frederica is going to be in the championship game, especially with that number one seed, because they are that good. And we got to get out because we went over, and we got DJ Dallas on the other side of the break.
The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run. And if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game, Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers!
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. And as promised, I believe that we have Glenn Academy quarterback and Miami recruit and commit DJ Dallas on the line. DJ, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, DJ, thanks for taking the time to join us.
No problem.
DJ, your football team, I was saying earlier on the air that at the beginning of the year, after the success that you guys had last year and what I saw you had coming back, I looked at your football team and I thought, okay, I can see an Elite Eight appearance for the Glenn Academy Red Terriers. I don't know if they've got enough to get back to the state championship game. And then you guys started playing every week. I look at you and I think to myself, they're better than they were last year. Talk a little bit about your team.
Last year, we like at the end of the season, we lost a lot of key people. But I feel like Coach Rock is the type of coach to build everybody up. And everybody last year, the people that are playing this year, they were getting playing time and experience on the field. So I feel like from the jump, like we were going to be a better team than we were last year just because of the people that we had coming back. And I feel like we improve each and every week, and that's due to just hard work and good coaching.
Seems like your defense is about on par with last year. How do you kind of compare your offense from last year to this year? I feel like you guys are a little more explosive on the offensive side of the ball. You can actually just flat out outscore other teams this year.
Yeah, I feel like our defense is a little bit better than we had last year. Just in the secondary, we have a lot of like, athletes in the secondary, and our front seven is really good too. And on offense, I feel like since like last year, it was just like I felt like we were kind of a one trick pony just because we didn't have like as many athletes as we have now. But now, like our offense is explosive, and like we can pop a big play when we want to pop a big play. We can get a good 4 yards when we need 4 yards. So I feel like we're really explosive, and that, like I said, that's just due to hard work and good coaching.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth, along with Glenn Academy quarterback and Miami commit DJ Dallas, joining us on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. The segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and by Coastal Pines Technical College. DJ, you mentioned just a second ago about last season that you thought that you guys didn't have as many athletes as you do this season. What I've kind of noticed throughout the season is it looked like there's no question that you are the most talented guy on the field, and it's looked like that you've kind of taken a step back, let some other guys get involved and do their thing and get themselves established. Is that kind of the game plan for you going into the season, to let some other guys kind of take the reins a little bit and you take a step back and then kind of step back into when you may need to, if the team needs you to do so?
I feel like when we're like on offense, because I mostly play offense. Well, on offense, our offensive line is really good, and I feel like at skill positions, I just take my time. Like I let the game come to me. I don't rush anything. I feel like I've improved as a quarterback and as a player from last year, because like last year I used to just try to rush things. I used to like miss the reads, but now like I've become like more of a student of the game. And just kind of like when it's my time, when my number's called, I'm gonna make the most of it. But when somebody else is like Kendall, when his number's called, he's gonna let him go. Like I'm not gonna, like last year I'd get like it'd be a run pass option and I read it and then read it wrong. So I don't want that to happen this year. So I just feel like, yeah, like you said, I do kind of sit back and just let the guys go. But then at the same time, I'm still in the game. Like you have to respect that I'm in the game, you know?
Yeah, defenses have – that's the biggest thing for opposing defenses is they have to account for DJ Dallas, but you're making – like you said, you're making the right reads right now to make the right play, depending on what the defense does. Quick turnaround coming up on Tuesday. You got Effingham, who's coming off a big win last night over Brunswick High. What have you guys already began? I'm sure you have anyway, but kind of the process of breaking down film on Effingham.
Sounds like you're at practice right now.
No, I'm at my brother's football game, but I've been breaking down film like since the hurricane. Like when we evacuated, I was still like going over film, and then Coach Rock, he texted me and said like we're just gonna go ahead and play Brunswick, and then I just kind of flipped the switch to Brunswick. But like they're a good team. We're not gonna sleep on them, of course, but like we're gonna go out and play Glenn Academy football.
DJ, with your success as a quarterback, and I agree with you, it really seems like you've matured a lot from last year to this year under center for the Red Terriers. With that maturation process, I'm sure Coach Rick down in Miami has seen what you're doing up here. Have you and him had a conversation about the possibility of you playing quarterback at Miami?
I really haven't talked to him about it because I don't know. I just feel like I could be used in so many other positions, and quarterback just kind of limits me a little bit, but if it does happen, it happens. So I know.
Right. So no talk of where you're going to be playing next year at Miami yet.
Oh yeah, they told me where they could see me fitting in, but I saw Coach Sierra's, the O-line coach for Miami. I saw him down there yesterday. Didn't really get to talk to him because that's against the rules. But like I saw he was at the game and. So I'm on his phone 24/7, I guess, texting about the game. So maybe we'll see what happens. We'll see if Coach Rick texts me or if I text Coach Rick and see what's up. But
right now, sure. Right now, DJ, where is it that they envision you playing for the Hurricanes?
Coach Rick was talking about doing something like Brandon Boykin did for him at Georgia when Brandon Boykin played slot receiver, he played outside receiver, he played safety, he played corner, played nickel. It was just all over the field, and that's what Coach Rick was telling me I could do. So,
right. By the way, how's your brother doing in the game today?
He missed a tackle. Like he had a chance to stop this play down here, but he's maturing. Like he's growing as a player right now. Like he is his first year actually coming back and playing tackle football. So. I'm just trying to help him as far as I can, and then once he finds himself, I think he'll be all right.
DJ, we want to thank you for taking the time to come on, especially at your brother's football game. and calling in and chatting with us, and continued success as the quarterback for the Red Terriers, and then beyond in Miami, and then, of course, beyond that, wherever life ends up taking you. One thing I can say about DJ Dallas is the great thing about him as a person is he understands how good he is. He understands what's in front of him, and yet he's still a very humble young man when you talk to him, and I think that's very rare when a young man the age of DJ Dallas understands what's in front of him, and he's got the world by the tail, and yet has the ability to stay humble. So, DJ, thank you for taking the time.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Appreciate it, DJ.
Yes, sir.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends. 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Come join us for all our Vegas-style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth, DJ Dallas visiting us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline last segment. So again, thank you very much, DJ. We appreciate you taking the time. All right, so we've talked about all the high school games in the area. We've talked a little bit about Georgia football and Kirby Smart. So what we haven't done, and by the way, we're on Facebook Live right now.
Yeah.
WBQO. Who is our home station, our home affiliate, has us. Ed Steele's in the corner filming me. I'm on Facebook Live right in front of me. My phone is. And so we're going to get into our college football picks for the day because we haven't done that yet. And I think we're in our last segment. So we got to get that done. Last segment. So let's go. All right, number 10, Wisconsin travels to Iowa. Iowa unranked loser of earlier in the season to North Dakota State that Drayton actually called, which was really impressive. I'm going to take Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's a really good football team.
I do, too. Everybody's kind of doubted them. Kind of, you know, everybody doubted them against LSU, doubted them against Michigan and Ohio State, which they lost, but they were very competitive in those games. But I'm taking Iowa today because Wisconsin's going to be tough to get up for three big
You're
rivals.
You're picking Iowa to upset number 10 Wisconsin?
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's
all right.
The upset special of the day. It's going to be hard for Wisconsin, I think, to get up for three big rivals in a row like this. Two really bad, really tough losses, I should say, to Michigan and Ohio State. I'm taking Iowa.
All right. NC State goes to Louisville. No shot for NC State. I'm taking Louisville, and I'm taking them big. I know they struggled with Duke, but I'd like them to rebound and blow out NC State.
Yeah, I think NC State lost their shot at a big upset last week when they blew the Clemson game. So I'm taking Louisville today.
North Carolina goes to lowly Virginia. North Carolina seems to have gotten their train back on the tracks. I'll take the Tar Heels.
I like North Carolina as well, but I think it's going to be a little closer. Virginia's starting to play a little bit better. But I still like the Tar Heels in this one.
TCU at number 12, West Virginia. West Virginia hasn't beaten anybody. They're one of the most unproven teams. They're ranked 12th in the country because they haven't played anybody. Therefore, they haven't lost. They get a tough opponent in TCU, who was formerly ranked on the year. I'm taking the Horned Frogs to take down the Mountaineers.
Yeah, I would almost rank this as an upset, but I think TCU is probably a better team overall right now going into it.
I'm going to make this my upset pick.
I hear you.
All right. Number 6, game of the day, Texas A&M.
Already?
At number 1, Alabama. Who you got?
Johnny Manziel is not walking through that door. It's a 19-point spread, I think, last time I checked.
Which is huge.
That's huge for a number six ranked team to be a 19-point dog.
Uh-huh.
I like A&M to cover, but I like Alabama to win.
I'm going to take Texas. No, I'm not. Alabama's the best team in the country. We're going to see them in the Final Four. We may see them in the national championship game very likely. I'm taking the Tide. Purdue goes to number 8, Nebraska. Nebraska, again, one of those teams we don't really know a lot about, but I do think they're better than Purdue. I'll take Nebraska.
Yeah, Purdue just fired their coach this past week or into last week. I don't see much hope for the coach rallying the troops for the Boilermakers. Taking Nebraska.
Memphis at 24, Navy, a game that nobody really is going to care too much about, so I'll take Navy and we'll move on.
Yeah, I like Navy, but it's going to be a good game, though, actually.
All right, Tennessee Martin at Georgia State. Georgia State's still not very good. Tennessee Martin.
Give me the Panthers. I'll go with the home
All
state
right,
school.
Look at you. Going against the grain. Illinois at number 3, Michigan. I think Michigan's on a roll. I think they'll be in that Final Four as well.
Yeah, Illinois is terrible. Michigan wins big.
Utah at UCLA. This is another one of my upset picks of the week. I'm going to take UCLA to upset Utah at home.
I'll stick with the Utes on this one. UCLA's had a rough season, but it'd be a big win for them. But I think Utah takes it. I think they're a little more fundamentally sound.
Arkansas, 17-ranked Arkansas at 21, Auburn. Really two teams that nobody saw this coming from them. I like Arkansas. I'm on that bandwagon. I think they are legit. I think they're for real. And I think Auburn is not as good as that ranking. I'll take Arkansas on the road.
Yeah, I like Arkansas as well, Jason. I picked them last week to beat Ole Miss. I'm riding with them again this week on the plains at Auburn.
I wish I'd have been here last week because I would have picked Ole Miss.
I know.
Oregon State at number 5, Washington. Washington continues to roll through the Pac-12 because there's nobody else there that's any good. I'll take Washington.
Yeah, Washington big today.
Houston at SMU. I'll take Houston because SMU's not very good.
Yeah, it'll be a high-scoring game. Take the over if you're so inclined, but I like Houston to win.
Tennessee State at Vandy. I'll take Vandy.
Who's favored in this game?
Good question.
I'll take Vanderbilt.
Mississippi State at Kentucky in the Who Cares Bowl. Both teams completely out of it. I'm going to take Mississippi State on the road.
I like Mississippi State because the East is terrible.
Oklahoma, 16th ranked Sooners at Texas Tech. Texas Tech doesn't feel very good to me. I'll take Oklahoma on the road.
Yeah, Texas Tech just got blasted by West Virginia last week. I don't think they rebound in time to beat Oklahoma.
Georgia Southern goes on the road to New Mexico State. No shot for Southern to win that game against a good New Mexico State team at home. I'll take New Mexico State.
Ooh. Give me Georgia Southern in this one.
I said no shot, and he picks Georgia Southern.
Eagles Fly, Eagles.
Oh,
Eagles,
it. Oh,
Eagles
oh,
baby, let's go.
Oh, okay. I thought you had something else to say. I was waiting for you to keep going. All right. Number two, Ohio State goes to Penn State. Happy Valley. I'm taking the Nittany Lions to upset the Buckeyes at home. I see the way y'all are looking at me. That's okay.
I hope they got us on that.
Because when I'm going to text you tonight.
Nah, I like Ohio State in this one. Too talented. It'll be close, I think, but I think Ohio State wins.
I've got three upsets on my sheet right here. Big ones.
You guys hear this. This is the voice of a man refreshed coming back from vacation last week, going down to Orlando. He's fired up and ready to go. He's picking upsets all over the place.
And the final game on our docket, 23 Ole Miss at 25 LSU. LSU has done really well since Ogeron's taken over. Not going to matter. Ole Miss beats LSU in Death Valley.
We didn't really have to wait for your pick. Just know who you're going to take. But I'm going with LSU with Coach O. Coach O, he's got them fired up. Maybe they're going to roll. They're going to win tonight. You don't go into Death Valley at night and come away with a win. LSU wins.
Unless you're Ole Miss. All right. Those are our college football picks. So we've had a big show. We have broken down Brunswick High, what's going on there, the mess that's going to be. They've got to get that Bradwell game Monday night. If they don't, I don't know what's going to happen. But there might be riots in the streets among the Brunswick faithful.
It's bad. It is a must-win for them this year, especially having such high expectations coming into the year. If you lose that game, you're basically out of the playoffs.
By the way, if you missed any of the show, you can stream it live or stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com because we literally have about 12 seconds before we get off the air. Any final thoughts?
I just appreciate DJ Dallas coming on this morning and head out, check out the games on Monday, Tuesday, and then next Friday.
Georgia will not lose today. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, hosted by Rich Bontrager. Coach Derrick breaks down every game on the Knights' quest to a state title. Wednesday nights, catch 228, 7 p.m. And be sure to listen on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Knights!
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.